We are ready for action here from the Grossinger Motors Arena. Sophie Bowers defending her state title against Elise Burkett here in this one. Sophie on the mat, ready to go. They are doing the 115-pound awards now, but Sophie's in the middle, ready to shake hands, and here we go. As Sophie trying to tie up a wrist, slide by her off the whistle, and she's able to get the first takedown and establish control early. We talked about it in the team matchup earlier, but getting that first takedown is a big weight off the chest and just get you going.
Yeah, you know, you kind of take that breath after that and let you just relax and put yourself into the match, you know.
And Sophie working on top. She's got an arm bar on the right side already as the Vandals team is decked out in Let's Go Sophie. Everybody has their chest painted and doing the wave back behind the mat. Sophie is working on top, trying to get a leg in on that right side. Burkett trying to work her up to her base, but now Sophie deep right leg in, power half on the left side, and she's looking to end this one early. She's got a power half trying to drive it forward. Looking up to the referees, trying to find where she's got to go, but Burkett able to get her shoulders re-squared, and now a deep power half again, Sophie Bowers, trying to drive it through. Yeah, scoop the head here. That's one thing you see in girls wrestling. They have rubber shoulders, absolutely.
Definitely, definitely. A lot of boys would just turn over there, you know.
Yeah, this match would have been done already. I mean, we've seen Sophie do it to a bunch of boys throughout her career. She gets legs in, gets working, and it is tough to stop. But now into a head lever, arm bar now on that left side. Burkett did get hit for stalling there as Sophie Bowers leading 3-0, and here's could be more as Sophie's got a leg in, trying to work to a Turk as we got one swipe, nothing there. Down under 10 seconds. Here in this first period. And that will do it for the first as Sophie Bowers a 3-0 lead. She wins the flip and will defer over to Burkett. Burkett going neutral. So back on their feet for the second period. Sophie Bowers with the opening takedown. She leads 3-0 here on her quest to be the first two-timer in school history as another slide by into a lefty single. She's got it picked up, trying to get it cleared. Now she's got the leg up, trying to dive for that far ankle, but they're going to step off the mat, force a reset here with 17 seconds gone in this period. So they come back to center, ready to go. Sophie using that slide by. Well, another slide by. Now she's able to take Burkett's back, and a big lift there from Sophie Bowers. She will get the takedown and add to her lead 6-0 now for the Vandal senior. As Sophie riding on top, she got a leg in again. Sit out try from Burkett. Sophie trying to rip her back. Looking for back points here. Burkett able to belly out. 1:10 to go here in this second period. As Sophie checking clock. Trying to see where she's at. Digging that leg in further. And she's got Burkett bellied out over the halfway point in this match now. 55 to go here in the second period. As Sophie has a cross face trying to roll it through, nothing there. And Burkett back down the mat. Sophie getting a little high here. Burkett trying to slide out the back, but Sophie able to reposition and re-solidify her ride here. 35 seconds to go in the second period. Roll through try from Burkett, but they're going to take it out of bounds. Force a reset with 34 on the clock. As Sophie back to center. Burkett down. Sophie covers right side this time. And hard chop there from Sophie. Able to break Burkett back down. Now into a cross face, trying to turn it under. But Burkett back up to a base. Knee slide, stand up try from Burkett. Sophie drags it back down. 15 to go here in the second period. Sophie Bowers, a takedown in the first, a takedown in the second, and she holds a 6-0 lead. And she's controlled this match pretty well from the first whistle. And heading into the end of the second, we go to the third. Sophie leading 6-0. Here looking for her second state title at 125 pounds. It'll be Sophie's choice heading to the third. She's going underneath. So she is ready on bottom. Burkett covers left side. Switch off the whistle. Sophie looking for the leg. She's up to her feet. Burkett drops in on the leg. High C here from Burkett, but Sophie's got her extended. Big cross face trying to rip the grip off her leg, and Sophie's going to step over, get the reversal, now trying to lock up a nearside cradle. As she's got bonus points here in this one, a major decision so far, as Sophie continuing to be her dominant self here through this tournament. And she has pinned or teched her way to these finals, and now looking for a turn to capitalize on just an amazing career. 8-0 lead for Sophie Bowers as we dip down to the minute mark here in this third period. As Sophie looking for another turn here. As Burkett working her way out of bounds. And there's going to be a couple swipes before they go out. So Sophie gets two more. Make it 10-0 as they come back to center. 101 on the clock. And Sophie Bowers just dominant here in these state finals. 101 to go here in the third period. Sophie covers left side on the reset. Burkett trying to come to her feet. Big lift from Sophie. Puts her right back down. And Sophie, a tough ride, trying to finish it off. She's looking for a cross face up top. And we're going to have a stoppage. Oh, Sophie's hurt. Sophie's on the ground. It looks like her shoulder.
Yeah, I couldn't tell if it was whenever she hit that cross face or what. And you could kind of see her kind of pull her arm back as soon as she did it.
Yeah, I mean, she's had injuries and troubles with it in the past. But this, I mean, everyone's silent now. It is Sophie on her feet now, trying to gather herself. She's got to make it through less than a minute of this match. She's on top, in control. And I wonder if it's just trying to do too much to that. It was a big cross face, and I don't know if it just pulled it out of socket. She's had trouble with it in the past. But a minute and a half injury time on the clock. She's down to 50 seconds. And they cut it. She is ready to go. Sophie Bowers, the true heart of a champion, gutting this out. She's going to have to get through 43 seconds to get her second state title. And right into a crab ride. Burkett trying to come out the back. But Sophie able to keep her contained. Down to 35 seconds now. As really just doing everything she can to get through this last 30. Down to 20. Burkett up to her feet. Big lift again from Sophie brings her back down. And now Sophie trying to get that right leg in. Looking for another turn here. She's got a half on the left side. There's back points coming. One swipe, down to 10 seconds, and now Sophie back up on top, and she's checking out the boys cheering her on, and Sophie Bowers is your 2025 state champion. Make it two in a row for Sophie, the first two-timer in school history, and she caps it off with a 10-0 major decision. As a little bit of a scare there towards the end. But Sophie, the first two-timer, as she hits Max's dance, and she goes to celebrate with her coach and father, Chad Bowers, and Coach Clay over in her corner. But a big win for Sophie Bowers and a big moment in girls wrestling in Vandalia as she solidifies herself as the first two-time state champion in school history. We will take